Thank you very much, Honorable Minister of Justice, Attorney General, Honorable Brewer. Madam Vice President, it is now my privilege to provide the government of Sierra Leone's response to the following thematic issues. Number one, on socio-economic livelihoods. Sierra Leone is firmly committed to a comprehensive approach to the UN Sustainable Development Goals. We believe that the successful implementation of the SDGs must directly address human rights issues in the broadest sense, including the right to education and development. The Minister of Planning and Economic Development is our focal point for addressing these issues. The Ministry coordinates SDGs implementation across all government ministries, departments, and agencies. It also leads the government of Sierra Leone's work on the voluntary national review on the SDGs and participated in the second voluntary national review organized by the United Nations High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development. To address the perennial problem of equitable access to safe and affordable drinking water, as well as ensure proper sanitation and hygiene, in order to achieve SDG 6 and Cluster 3 of our medium-term national development plan 2019 to 2023, our parliament passed three acts of parliament in 2017, namely the Sierra Leone Water Company Act, the National Water Resources Management Act, and the Guma Valley Company Act. There are still challenges, we must admit. Development is a work in progress, but important strides have been made since then. Let me now turn to the repeal of the criminal libel laws and establishment of the Independent Media Commission Act. Last year, Sierra Leone registered an important milestone with respect to opening up space for full enjoyment by all citizens of our freedom of expression and the development of a vibrant, free, and independent media by repealing a 55-year-old criminal libel law. And speaking as a former media practitioner myself, who endured some of the pernicious effects of that notorious law on press freedom for many years. It was a capricious law that gave political leaders the power to silence their critics and opponents. Those who refused to conform were awkward enough to challenge authority could be jailed. In both our first and second UPR review, Sierra Leone noted the recommendations to abolish this law. But it was only in October 2010 acting upon our manifesto commitment as a government, which we made in 2018, that our government acted decisively and expunged what was a tool for silencing legitimate political dissent and criticism from our laws. As a direct result, all extant criminal libel cases in court have been dismissed, including those against members of opposition parties and media practitioners. Sierra Leone has become a more vibrant, plural, tolerant, and transparent society as a result of that audacious action by our government. The Sierra Leone Association of Journalists praised this repeal with the immensely agreeable statement, and I quote, "Our beloved country has now joined the enviable community of progressive nations where free and responsible speech is guaranteed and protected by law. This is a huge milestone for freedom of expression and democracy in Sierra Leone." I now turn on the question of political demonstrations and disorder, which some of the questions sent to us in advance raise. Madam Vice President, Sierra Leone, like all open societies, is occasionally vulnerable to public disturbances in the form of political demonstrations that sometimes lead to violence. In recent years, such violent disturbances have occurred in our capital, Freetown, in Makeni, in Lunsha, and in Tombo, and other places. The government deeply regrets that some of these disturbances have led to deaths, to injuries, and to the destruction of public and private property. Various bodies in Sierra Leone, including the Sierra Leone Police and the National Human Rights Commission, have investigated these cases, and prosecutions are currently ongoing in the law courts. But as a government, we do not limit our response to a law and order approach. We are deeply aware that as a very diverse society, political undercurrents drive some of these disturbances. This is why the government is setting up an independent commission on peace and national cohesion. The Honorable Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, the distinguished Professor David Francis, who has been leading this effort, will address this commission in more detail later on. Let me now turn to the cybercrime bill about which we had earlier as well. My delegation is aware of concerns about the cybercrime bill that the government introduced in Parliament only a few months ago. But there is nothing in that bill that can be used to stifle freedom of expression or of the media. The government has already taken a bold step to repeal the seditious libel law, which had been used to great effect by successive governments for 55 years. This government commits that it will not pass any covert or uncertain mechanism to pursue the same ends that the libel laws were used for. Sierra Leone embarked upon a wide-ranging consultation with our regional development partners, many of them great champions of freedom and expression, to draft this bill. Fairly representative of the provisions in the cybercrime bill is Section 38, which bans child pornography and online pedophilia. You will agree with me, Madam Vice President, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, that such provisions are a very different sort of restriction on freedom of speech and expression than that envisaged by the UN Charter of Human Rights. The government is currently engaged in public awareness and education campaigns focused on this bill to dispel all misapprehensions and avoid unnecessary tensions. Let me now turn to police use of force. Sierra Leone welcomes the comments by the UN country team that the security sector and local security mechanisms have improved greatly over the years. We regret some of the highlighted instances of what appear to be promiscuous use of force by certain officers, particularly during implementation of the policy of military and aid to civil authorities. But rest assured that errant officers will be investigated and punished if convicted, and more intensive training of the police is in the pipeline. Now to our anti-corruption efforts, about which we heard earlier. Sierra Leone strongly believes that the misuse of public funds, poor governance, and corruption impair the government's ability to provide services for its people and severely erodes the legitimacy of state institutions and processes. This is the main reason why the government established 3 independent commissions of inquiry upon taking office in 2018 to investigate widespread alleged graft by officials of the past administration. Due process of the law was strictly followed in the setting up of the commissions, which were led by distinguished jurists, 2 of them non-nationals of Sierra Leone. The government has since published its white paper to give effect to the recommendations of the commissions, with a focus on restitution of stolen or looted wealth rather than on punitive criminal actions. The affected individuals have been granted the right to appeal the commission's findings at the Court of Appeal in Sierra Leone. The commissions are a useful tool to ensure the accountability of public officials and to end the culture of impunity for misuse of public funds, which can impair the development and full enjoyment of human rights. Madam Vice Chair, President, I would like to yield the floor and invite the Honorable Minister of Gender and Children's Affairs, Madam Manti Tarawalai, to provide further responses on behalf of the government of Sierra Leone. Honorable Tarawalai, please.
Thank you.